All right, so welcome to the call 13, TLD Ops. I think it's going to be not too long of a call. So I tried to put everything together, so the agenda, the notes, the status update, and charters to talk about. So I guess the first item is the action point that we have. So Erwin is still trying to talk to Greenland, so we'll let him work on that. They'll stay there until he actually gets somebody on the hook. So action item 68. Fred, you're supposed to get in touch with William, I guess?
Actually, I don't know if you remember, I emailed you and Kim. We don't need to talk to them.
No, okay.
We are almost done with that. I think we just need to do some editor changes to the contacts, but they are not so many. I have listed all of them, and I think Kim is volunteered to do the changes, but she sent me the password of the main list, and if she can't do it, I will find some time this week and I finish this.
So this is the list of the contacts to fix the ones that are not formatted properly?
Yes, and then we already defined the field to include the second email address. So we don't need to talk to the OR people.
Perfect. And then, so I'm wondering, do we need to change the documentation to show a different format? That we now, so we'll need, once it's fixed, we'll need to tell the community that they're allowed to add a secondary email address, right?
Yes, we can send a note, but it's pretty straightforward, the format. Actually, I made a suggestion, and not even you or Kim replied to my suggestion, but I will send a message to the group and see what others think. But I think it's pretty straightforward.
Okay.
We actually already have some contacts with two email addresses.
Okay, I'm just looking at
Hey Jacques, this is Kim. Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for the secondary email, are we sending out an email to the list telling them they are now able to provide that? And how are we going to process that if we do? And then the second question, if we do allow that, will they need to make sure to CC their admin contact, or can it come directly from that contact only?
Good question. So I think if it comes from the subscriber email, I think it's good because they've already been approved.
But anybody could send them email from the subscriber email, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, actually, it's not an extra contact. It's an extra email for that contact. So I think the request needs to come from the authorized personnel or from the contact. Either way, I think it doesn't matter.
Okay, so we need to figure out how
But King is correct. We and you as well. We after we fix all the format mistakes that we have, and we define where we will put the second email contact, we should let the members know that they are allowed now to do it.
Okay, I'm taking a note here. So that, who do we accept the secondary email change from? Either the admin or the individual or the SSC? So we have about, 300 people on the list? That's 300 emails that we might get back?
It's unlikely everybody's going to want a secondary email address. I would have thought it would be a small proportion, right?
Yeah. So do we communicate that out, or we do it on demand?
Well, I think that, personally, I think we should communicate the fact out that it's available and what the process is to have the secondary email.
Yeah.
I'm just worried about it's a very well-hidden feature right now.
Hey, Erwin.
Hey.
So how would you deal, Kim, with 300 emails coming in?
Yeah, I don't know if we'll actually have 200 emails, but
yeah.
I can always recruit help. I think if we do this, would you be okay setting up an email address, an email, and it doesn't go to the secretariat, the CCNSO secretariat, that we can just send it to a TLD ops email, and then it goes to just one folder?
Oh, yes, we can do that.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Okay, so
and I think
can,
even if there's...
I can set up some kind of process, and then I'll email it to the group and get some feedback from everyone.
Okay.
Just going to say, even if you get 200 emails in one day, just have a processing time of several weeks. It doesn't matter that much.
Okay.
Jacques?
Yes.
Kim, may I ask you a question? Do you need a help to fix the content have problems with their format, or you can handle it?
Yeah, I actually didn't really look too far into the formatting. So what needs to be done, just to go in and make sure it's all separated by commas, is that what still needs to be done?
I wrote two scripts to sort it out what were the fields with problems, and then they need to be fixed by hand.
Okay. Yeah.
So
the
message that I sent. Yeah. They have the fields with the records with problems, but they need to be fixed by hand.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. If I have any questions on these scripts, I'll get back to you offline. But, yeah, no problem. I can
okay.
work on those and manually fix them.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to forward your email, Fred, to the list.
Okay, to the list. Thank you, Jeff.
Yeah.
Because I have the suggestion to where to put the second email address as well, the same message.
Okay, so I just emailed
just a
Pat.
Suggestion. Yes.
I just emailed that right now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I guess we'll create a new action item out of this. So once the list is clean, we'll close number 68, and then we'll create a new action item to handle secondary email addresses. All right. typing my notes here. Okie doke. That's good for 68. Action item 17, we can close that. Never had a informal lunch. I don't think we had enough people there either to do it. 76 is update TLD monitoring page. So I still need to update the page. Erwin did a check of all the links in the page I submitted, and although the page looked very nice, some of the links didn't go anywhere, which was a bugaboo. So I'll update the link with the page with bad valid links and make sure it still looks nice. So that should be done by the next meeting. So 26. Next meeting. Now the bigger one is 77 to review the TLD op charter. So we did some work on that, and we emailed the charter to everybody. But that's agenda number 4, so we'll cover that then. So is there any new action we need to add on the list? Or we're good? All right. So nothing new. So number 3, TLD op status. So Kim, what happened on our great mailing list?
So we continue to have updates, people wanting to add contacts or change contacts. And then just last week we added Namibia.
Ah, cool. So doctor is in. That's it?
That's it for me.
Okay. So I updated the TLD Ops membership stats with Namibia. We didn't change much on our stats. Okay, so next one is... So number 4 in the agenda is to review the objective for ICANN 60 in Abu Dhabi. So our meeting is on, the steering committee meeting is on the Sunday, block 2. I think that's 10:30 a.m. or something like that. That's still tentative for the Sunday. The big question is, did we want to do a TLD Ops workshop at the meeting? So Kim put up the time block schedule. So this is still tentative, right, Kim?
Yes, it's tentative.
Okay, so on the Sunday we have our block. So the question I had is, or everybody's asking us from TLD Ops, is are we doing a workshop at the next ICANN meeting? And if yes, what is it? How much time do we need? So maybe I was thinking that if the charter is approved by then, we could try to do a workshop on the DDoS mitigation framework. So to review the framework and spend a couple of hours on actually building the framework and see if it would be useful and usable by the TLD Ops community. Any feedback on that, or?
So this is Warren. I don't know if we'd be likely to be able to have that all done in time. I mean, sort of designing it with the people in the room, I don't think it's going to be very helpful. Sort of getting it more fleshed out. So unless we wanted to run basically like a scenario in the room of, somebody is under attack, and then we try and sort of use it. I don't know how helpful that will be. And I'm sort of basing this largely upon the set of folk who showed up in the Finland meeting. Sorry, not Finland.
Yeah.
Copenhagen.
Copenhagen.
Yeah, I don't think that the people who showed up were really would have read background material and stuff. So unless we want to sort of have the first half of it be a tutorial, and then we train them to do it. Actually, that might be not a bad idea, right? Have a this is what it is explanation for the first while, and then move on to a sort of role play. I don't know. Sorry, I've got a cold. I'll shut up now.
Okay. Yeah, so there's multiple. We don't need to do a DDoS mitigation workshop, the same thing we did the last time. I think what I'd like to do is, way back I emailed a template of a framework based on the NIST framework and fill in the high-level function by category. Let me bring that up. Framework. Yeah, so the idea was to build a framework, so identify, protect, detect, respond, recover according to the framework, and then adapt that framework to TLD ops and ccTLDs, and then for each of the category, we already mapped the observation from the workshop to some of the categories, and then spend a little bit more time to flesh that out to make it more simpler, and then use that as a model for ccTLDs to measure themselves against. That's a goal. Some ccTLD are very mature, and they have processed for a lot of different function in the life cycle of a DDoS, and some have nothing, and they need to start somewhere, and this should tell them where to start and what they need to do to be more mature. So this we can do in a room. We could just put the PowerPoint in edit mode in the room and then go through each of the different cycle and have discussions and then see where that goes. Because we did, way back I was part of the DSSA. I don't know if you remember that, some of you.
Yeah.
Remember that was Mickey was trying to build a framework for ICANN for mitigating, for risk management. But we ended up in the workshop actually getting people and providing feedback. So there was just, as normal, it's always just a few that do all the work. But if it's, we can always ask people to sit in and listen and contribute if they feel they want to. So do you all have the framework with you? Have you, or do you want me to reset it?
I don't think I've seen the framework, Jack.
I'm going to a workshop, but there should be some kind of level of interactivity and stuff. Just presentation, just a matter of how we get that in. Also depends on how many people turn up. If it's 80 people, it can be hard without splitting up into multiple groups.
Yeah.
But I'd like some way to see if we can flesh out the framework a bit more. in some kind of way. Just need to find the right format.
If it's a, yeah, if it's a working workshop, typically people will sit and watch and not contribute, and just the few will provide content. I don't know, maybe it's a good opportunity to see who cares about this.
And the one way to break up is, of course, take one of the, what is it, five steps and go into five groups. And have them discuss it, like we did last time with Flipboards.
I thought the way it works in Copenhagen, where we split up into groups, forced more people to contribute, which was good.
So do we want to just invite TLD Ops member again, or this is open to everybody?
I think maybe we should try and gauge how much interest there is within TLD Ops first.
In Abu Dhabi, right? All right, that's the first thing.
I think we should do the same procedure as last time. Those members only, but what was it? Members could invite other people to represent them. So it's not open for everybody. It needs to be mentored in by someone that's on the list.
Okay, so that's... So this week we need to send an email to TLD Ops asking for... the level of interest for a session in Abu Dhabi, and then if we have majority, if we do get some response, then we'll need to schedule a couple of blocks to do a working session there again.
Yeah.
I was thinking of sending the framework that I just sent along with the email to say we need to take that thing and make it better.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I mean, there's quite a lot of separate sections within that framework, so we might want to deep dive on a few of them rather than try to do all of them not very well, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, the important one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
To start. Okay.
I'm just thinking out loud. There was also the working center about the security maturity model. Could be like an introductory talk, maybe. I'm not sure how much it overlaps. It could be an idea.
Well, that's the... So Jörg Schneider from DNIC, he sent an email saying that about the charter, he's a bit worried that doing this kind of work is going to overlap on the work that Center and other TLD organizations are doing. So... He wasn't in favor of TLD Ops getting into this work. So we need to figure out how we... So that's
well,
a charter discussion.
Yeah, well, the work that's going on this specific topic in Center is more a self-evaluation on security maturity. Well, this is a framework to... Well, to respond to an incident.
Yeah.
It does overlap some way, but this is more hands-on.
The other one is
more self-evaluation.
For ISO 27001 or something like that?
Well, more general, to just have some way to evaluate yourself as where you're standing on security right now and what areas you should improve. I'll have to dig it up to be more specific. Okay. This model, this is a framework also for how to respond. But the other one is more which areas should we improve.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll draft the email, I'll send it to the committee, and if there's no response, within Friday, I'll send it on to everybody on TLD Ops. Sounds like a plan?
Yep.
And then Warren can run the whole thing, and then we just sit back and relax.
Sure. Sure.
Like a plan.
Cough, cough, cough. Splutter, splutter.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that covers the action item, I guess. Agenda number 4, the workshop. So the next one is the charter discussion. So I don't know if you had a chance to read the charter that was sent along. So we sent the original charter and the updated one. So Brett did the bulk of the work in there. Do you want to go through the major changes you did? It's hard to compare, right?
I'm really prepared to do that.
So on page, well, I can help you. So on page 2, we added, that's where we started to add stuff to coordinate, organize, run security workshop.
Yeah.
So I got a comment there where we need to think of the impact on the original security organization, like center. So just to make, we need to figure out how to complement, maybe that's a bullet we add in there, to complement the existing organization. And then on the scope on page 2, we added so I can move the PDF on Adobe, right? So if I move the PDF on Adobe, it's only for me? Not everybody sees the page going up and down, or?
Yeah.
Correct. It's just you. Unless you want to be, I can promote you to presenter, and it'll display for everybody.
No, well, no, it's okay. I was just wondering.
Okay.
So I'm on top of page 2. So we had a bullet to help develop maturity model that CCTLDs may self themselves. I think this is super important. For a long time, I've been trying to work with Jay to build different kind of maturity models for CCTLDs. So this would be the start of this. I think this is useful to help guide them in the right direction and define priorities. And then having TLD Ops build a high-level framework. Fred, you've been there a long time.
Sorry?
I found in my desk from a previous CIO here a attack and contingency response planning for CCTLD. That was done in February 26, 2009 in Mexico City. That was about a 3/4 inch thick binder on how to do security inside CCTLD. Do you remember that? Were you part of that?
I don't remember, Jack, but it's 11 years ago is too much.
Why, come on.
But I was probably there.
In Mexico City?
Yeah,
Okay, I'll bring it to the next meeting.
Okay.
It's pretty interesting. And then we add other stuff in the framework to develop framework, to develop and implement new TLD ops policies. I think that's it. And the rest is the same framework, charter, I mean. So we added a couple, so we got to make sure they don't conflict with existing CCTLD. And then on top of page 3, I think this is getting difficult. At least one committee member is not member of the CCNSO, so here it says at least one. So it means we need to have more than at least one, and we don't today. So how do we recruit for that, or what's...
Why is that requirement there?
Yeah.
That's a good question. That's from the original charter.
We could have a goal of including no members, but not a requirement.
I think it was put in because of historic reasons when there were a number of CCs that were, what would you say, not too heavy, but ICANN. So any ICANN initiative, they would not join on principle. So it would make it very, very clear and open for any CCTV, and this is not an ICANN initiative. So we also want to have a non-member on board.
I think maybe an idea would be to replace it with some words that encourage that we could have a committee member who is not a member of the CCNSO, but we don't have a requirement to do so. In other words, we're open to that eventuality, but there's no requirement for it. So I don't understand why we would really have a requirement to do it.
So the question is, if we don't have one right now, what does it mean for the committee? Because we're not compliant, so...
Yeah, I mean, it does say that these are requirements. One thing to keep in mind is if eventually most CCTLDs, join the CCNSO, then that means whoever is left has increasing amounts of power or something,
yeah.
Which seems like a sort of opposite to what this was originally intended, I would think.
Yeah.
Right. If we end up with only one CCTLD who's not a member, then they automatically get a spot. I don't know if that matters, but perhaps we should raise this as a, is this actually what you intended?
Yeah, I think Warren's right. I think the more we get to a point of nearly every CCTLD being a member of the NSO, then the more nonsensical the requirement becomes.
Mm. Especially that we are a mailing list. What they will do if we don't do this requirement, they will shut down the mailing list? Oh, come on.
They'll fire you and they'll take away your salary.
Yes. So they'll cut it by half, right? Okay, so
yeah,
we'll...
I think this is simply a... We should flag this as a, this doesn't seem to make sense to us, or if, I think perhaps it's better, we don't understand this requirement, we're not in compliance with it, perhaps we simply don't.
No, we are. We currently are.
Okay, well. Yeah.
Are we?
Okay. So
are we?
Who's not a member?
No, somebody told that we have one non-member.
I used to be the non-member, but we became a member.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we recruited our non-member.
Sorry about that.
Okay, now you quit this.
I'm with Brett. We should reward this and suggest a new text and with an explanation why to change the text.
I'm happy to take an action point rewording this if you want.
Sorry, this is Warren. Who wrote it originally?
Oof. Maybe Christian?
So I think this isn't just me being lazy. I think instead of us bothering to reword it, we should simply say, this seems to be an issue for us. We don't understand it. Can you reword it? That way it's their problem, not ours. Or, you know, someone else's problem, not ours. Because I think us rewording it without an understanding of why, or without a full understanding of why, or even just us rewording it will look a little odd, right? It will look as though we're trying to avoid a requirement. So saying, we don't understand this, it doesn't seem to make any sense, why is it there? Can you explain, you know, what it's supposed to accomplish, because it doesn't seem to do what, we don't think that it does what you think it does.
I think the requirement...
The reason why it's there.
Yeah.
It's there because you want to show that we're inclusive, also to non-members.
But we can show we're inclusive by putting some words there that don't have a requirement.
Yes,
yeah,
I agree.
We could say anyone can join, any CCTLD
yeah.
can join regardless of their membership, which is very different to one person has to be non-CCTLD.
Yeah, let me suggest something.
Yeah,
may I suggest something? Why don't we raise this concern, suggest text, and ask Bart, because he's probably the one that helped write this charter and put those political requirements on it.
I think the requirement should be that all members of the committee should be members of the list. And there's no requirement that there are a member of the CCNSO. And then we have our geographic requirements. But it sounds good to ask Bart for review first.
So let's do that.
I know that when we drafted this, there was a lot of discussion about how CCs feel about ICANN, which is historically before my time. So I'm not sure how those feelings are these days and if it's really still that necessary to have the strict requirements for a committee.
Okay, so, yeah. So let's...
That
so
can help with that.
Yeah. So at least one committee member, we should do something like... Our goal is to, you know, to have a non-CC, you know, an objective, a goal, to be more inclusive, blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Our goal is to have all the CCs in the world. That's our goal.
Yes. These are
independent of if they are members or not of ICANN. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They should be members of the
community
members,
not of ICANN.
Oh, okay.
Then we have geographic requirements.
So this is the standing committee, right?
I can.
Yeah.
Just for the committee. I'll send the formulation tomorrow.
Okay. And the rest is pretty much the same. There's no big changes. I think before TLD Ops, there was a working group called Secure, and that's where the requirement came from, I think. So it's in our power to change.
Yeah, and perhaps this was a bigger concern for that group, but not for the group that is actually maintaining the contact list.
Okay.
So was anybody else on the secure group, or is it just me?
I was.
Good. I was feeling lonely.
So the action item AD is going to be Erwin, Brett, to collaborate in providing a new draft of the charter and questions for Bart.
Okay.
Cool, okay. The agenda. So anything else on the charter? Pretty easy. Summary for TLD Ops member. So this I like to do when it's fresh, otherwise Alzheimer kicks in and I forget. Oh yeah, we had objectives for, so if you go back one slide. So for ICANN 60, the objective was to present a revised charter. We should be able to do that. Develop a strategy for TLD Ops workshop. So I was assuming that once the steering committee approves the new charter, then we should figure out what our workshop strategy is. I think it makes sense only if the charter is approved. So that logically, that's the right step. And the goal was to increase the membership by 3. So we already added .na. And so we got 2 more to find. So that's it for the objectives.
Do we maintain a list of people who aren't members somewhere?
Yes. It's on our TLD Ops page.
Okay.
There's a list. And then I take that list, and then I got a bunch of Excel things, and they calculate the stats on how many are member, non-member, how many are missing by region and all that. So.
Okay.
All right. So the last action agenda summary for TLD Ops. So Kim, you're going to send me the notes?
Yes, we'll do.
Okay, so I'll summarize that as we had a charter discussion review. We talked about we're going to solicit feedback from TLD Ops. From TLD Ops on doing a workshop. Do you think it's okay to plan for a workshop, Kim, even though they didn't approve the charter? Because we already did one before. So I think it's a formality.
Yeah.
So, sorry, this is Warren. Can we clearly summarize what we hope to get out of the workshop? And I know that this discussion sort of wrapped up, but reopening it. I don't know if we ever actually clearly said, is this going to be education or is this going to actually further develop the framework, or is it a workshop because, hey, workshops are fun? What exactly is the expected win?
All of the above.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's good to get more feedback on the framework itself, so to develop it more and get a broader view in it. It also means we get more people in the room that see the framework, get awareness about that, so that's the kind of education that it exists and they can use it. And the last one is to, not so much the fun part of it, but more that to get the people on the list also in the room and get to know each other and trust each other, so they're more easy to also share information on the list.
Okay. Thank you. That works.
Create
both all of you.
Trusted community. Okay. What I'll do is when I send the draft email to solicit feedback, I'll put all of the above, everything that Erwin just said. I'll try to put that in the email to say this would be the objective of the workshop.
Okay.
A good
Thank you.
And so that's it for today's call. So, Charter, so we talked about adding secondary email. Okay. Wow. Okay. So I'm good. So the summary is we're going to develop a new process to add secondary emails. So we'll communicate that when it's ready. We'll get feedback on the TLDOps workshop from the community to see if they want to do something. And then we had a charter discussion, charter review discussion. Okay. That's it for me.
Okay.
AOB? Any other business or...
Chuck, I have one.
Yes.
When would you like the next call?
Good question.
Before that, I have a question for you, Kim. I might have missed it, but we have a slot for our standing committee meeting in Abu Dhabi, but when do we need to know if we're going to do a workshop, to get a room, et cetera, et cetera?
Probably by the 28th of August is when the forms need to start being submitted into the meetings team. So if you can, we can know ideally around the 28th of August. That would be really helpful.
So I guess we should have a meeting before that?
Yeah. Or we can do... We can have a meeting or the workshop. I'm going to send email out. I'm going to wait a week for feedback. And then we could define at that point through on the mailing list, us, the committee, if we want to do a workshop or not. Or do we wait and then do we need a call on like at the end of the month? At that point, or we can do it in September. By the 28th, we could say, yes, we want to do a workshop. Because we'd be the meeting would be like the week of the 21st, only 2 weeks away. 3 weeks away, 1, 2. So it's not far, right? Kim?
Does that work if we do it the last week of August?
Like the 23rd?
No, I'm thinking the 28th through the 1st. And the 28th is just when the forms open that we can start submitting our requests.
Oh, okay.
So if I can do it around that time.
Okay. Yeah, so let's do a doodle for like the 29th at this time slot. Does it work, everybody, for the 29th? August?
I'm on vacation that week, but I can probably find an hour to dial in evening, please.
I'll try to phone in from a beach in Sicily.
Okay, so let's shoot for the week. Let's shoot for the week. Let's do a doodle, Kim. The last week of August or the 1st of September.
Yep, I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay. Next meeting to be scheduled. Okay, that's it. Any other business? Brett?
No, nothing from me. Yeah.
Fred?
No.
Warren?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.